Hey fam, I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, and this is the Red Table Talk podcast. All your favorite episodes from the Facebook Watch show in audio, produced by Westbrook Audio and iHeartRadio. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
So, Gam, you know, this episode is our sex episode.
Oh, Lord.
Jesus. I think that people still have a very difficult time talking about sex, especially women.
Talking about that on camera, like, and certainly you're not gonna have Willow on this show.
Yes, I am. Ma, that's the whole point. I did not want Willow to have shame of any kind. She needs to be at that table to hear it all.
Good Lord have mercy, you're trying to kill me here.
You know, when you can talk to your mother who's been through a whole lot in regards to sex, I wouldn't say I'm a connoisseur, but I'm 47, so enough said. So you good?
I'm gonna pray on it. God help us all.
Let's roll cameras. And clear lenses, clear frame, and let's clear back, please.
There they are.
What? Guys, we're at the table. And today, we are at the red table to talk about sex.
Mm-hmm.
See? It's always so taboo,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
People are like, oh, do you think that's appropriate for Will? I'm like, hell yeah, it's appropriate. Is it life?
Yeah, is it life? Then yeah.
If I have to sit up here and tell her how she has to be careful in these streets because of all the harms that may come to her because she's
can't
a young woman.
Can't leave out the good stuff.
I'm
right.
Damn sure not leaving out the good stuff.
And I feel like a lot of people make that mistake of only telling their girls it's scary out there.
Absolutely. And that
you
stuff
better be safe.
Follows you throughout your entire life.
I want to just take a minute to just explain to everybody that Talana is one of Willow's very close.
Actually, my best friend.
Do you guys talk openly about sex, Willow? Do you?
Oh, yeah.
We get a little too open sometimes.
Yeah.
We
like
go a little
ham. Question.
Yeah.
We'll text each other.
You know, what hairstyles for your vagina do you enjoy?
That was the latest
That was the latest one.
Really?
Contemplating vagina hairstyles.
About how
really?
You can get creative with vagina hairstyles.
Yeah. No. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Gammy, did you talk about, like, with your friends? No?
Nope.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I talk to my friends openly about sex like that.
Why do you think that is?
We just didn't have all the information you guys have.
Right.
Like, I know that a lot of young boys and young girls are learning about sex through pornography online, on social media, right? Was that not your introduction to sex?
My introduction to sex was obviously walking in on you and Daddy. That was the first introduction.
When the hell did you walk in on us?
It was in Utah. Aspen. I think it was in Aspen. I was going downstairs to get some juice, and I saw for a little moment, and I ran away. I was like, oh, my God, this is so crazy. What did I just see? And then
I don't remember this.
No, it wasn't like I was seeing everything.
Right.
It was the room. It was dark. You know what I'm saying? It was silhouetted.
That was your introduction. So what was your feeling about that?
Oh, like I just overstepped a boundary, something I wasn't supposed to be there.
Right.
It was like if I walked in on you meditating. Right. When mommy's meditating, don't get in her business. You know what I'm saying?
I wish Gammy knew that. When I'm meditating.
You meditate too much.
Would you guys feel uncomfortable talking to your fathers about sex?
Whenever I talk to Dad about it, it's always an intellectual debate. It's always like about like, okay, so speaking of the degradation of females in the past, you know, how do you believe that trickles into your experience? It's very serious, but it's not emotional.
Right.
It's a very intellectual perspective of it all.
And I feel like the stuff of life is meant to be lived, not analyzed.
Mm.
You know?
I felt like my dad wasn't okay with me having a sexuality.
Me neither.
Right. Right. Well, most fathers
are not.
It's definitely easier to talk with, like, the same sex parent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think Will had a conversation with Jaden?
About sex?
About sex. And Trey?
I'm almost sure that he did.
He probably said, yeah, get it, boys. Go out there and get your son. Did you talk to Jaden and Trey about sex?
I did. How about I knew when they both lost their virginity?
Did you now?
I sure did. My intuition. I knew the night. The night Jaden lost his virginity.
Damn.
And I had a moment with Trey in the kitchen where I looked at him and I was like, you've had sex. And he ran into the bathroom.
He did?
Yes. And he was like, fine, yes, I've had sex.
Wait, why did he run into the bathroom?
He was embarrassed.
Oh, yeah, I feel.
He was embarrassed. I was like, you don't have to be embarrassed, but he was so embarrassed.
Just the energy of them that made you know that they had sex.
Yeah, it was like a new, their innocence was gone.
Damn.
Gone. I can always tell with some of your friends, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, something happened.
You said, oh, Lord.
You took it away. No. But I can always tell, like, you can just see the maturity.
Yeah.
I remember my first sexual experience was amazing. I wouldn't say amazing, like, oh, you know, but like, I remember Gammy saying to me, oh, I wish I could be there to hold your hand. That's going to be terrible.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember her telling me that.
Mine was.
Because hers was
that
terrible.
That was my experience.
Damn.
Yeah. It was very painful and.
Yeah. And mine wasn't. It actually was like.
A revelation.
It was like, okay. Yeah. All right, you know. But I also came into it differently. My grandmother taught me about self-pleasuring because she wanted me to know that that pleasure was from me.
Exactly.
She didn't want me to fall into the hands of a man, and if he gave me pleasure, to think that that was him.
Yeah.
And she taught me at 9.
Mm.
Oh, whoa.
Right?
Yeah. At 9.
I had none of that.
Yeah.
I had none of what Jada had. You know, her teaching to me was, boys are dirty, don't let them put their tongues in your mouth, and
surely not their penises.
Right.
Yeah.
So everything was from a very negative point of view to scare me, to
deter
and
you.
And so you were probably afraid.
Yeah.
You
know?
We as women have been trained that women aren't supposed to enjoy sex.
Yeah.
Sex is not for women, sex is for men, pleasure is for men. And honestly, I think that's why so many women I know have never had orgasms.
Really?
Yes.
That's a sad day.
Yeah. I've struggled in my own sexuality, even in having the information that I had at an early age, and yet still having to constantly educate myself and not allow things to come in to...
So you if your mom struggled, then you know I struggled.
Yeah.
The demons in the back of my mind are telling me, no, you shouldn't be doing that. And no, good girls don't enjoy sex. And
but do you feel like you have the freedom now?
Yes.
And where did that come from?
I just think it just came over time because over time you realize, hey.
Yeah.
Was there a man that, you know what I'm saying? Because usually there's that aha moment of like,
the whole world opens up.
When you have your first like
real good experience.
Good orgasm.
I don't know if I remember that. But I just do know that even a couple of years ago, having a conversation with my girlfriend's talking about sex toys and all that.
Right.
And I didn't have any experience with sex toys.
Right.
And they were like, huh? You don't know what you're missing.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? He suggested that I go to counseling for that.
Go to counseling for sex?
Mm-hmm.
That fills me with so much anger.
Because men don't experience the same thing.
I've had a lot of experience with sex toys. Lots. I don't miss that at all.
Mm. I feel like it brings a third party into the situation that's not, like, human.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, what about by yourself? Because I don't think I use toys with a partner, but I use toys a lot alone.
Alone.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I haven't.
Well, you're 21?
Yeah.
When did I start using
I need to go 20? Get one.
No, but I think by your age, I gave myself multiples first. Multiple orgasms. Yep, I did. I was really into it at one point, just because I was in an exploration state and I was abstaining from men.
Oh, feel.
Yeah. And I actually think I went through kind of an addiction, too, with it.
Ooh.
Really? Yeah.
I've heard of that before.
Yeah. And then one day I was just like, enough. Like, you're having five orgasms a day. Yeah, you get addicted because you can create so much pleasure. You just constantly want it. It's just like, you know, and so, and like, so I really had.
Well, me and you, we're like thinking, like, damn, like, that's some other.
I'm just wondering.
Some next level.
Yeah, that's some next level right there.
I did find something interesting about your generation in regards to virginity. And how one loses virginity. Like, I'm sure for your generation too, that you lose your virginity with somebody you've been seeing.
Right. Somebody that you have feelings with just wasn't some random.
Like, I've heard certain people say, well, I'm older now and I just need to lose my virginity, so I'm just gonna
ask. I hear that all the time.
This guy that I hang out with sometimes. And I'm like, really? Like, just wait till you find that person that you care about, and that person's like, no guy is really talking to me or asking me out.
Because guys are not brave. That's the issue.
Well, do you think
in this generation, they're not brave?
Does it have something to do with technology and texting and really that people don't really know how to deal with dating?
Like, I don't think.
I mean, it's that, like, I'm letting you know, like, in this day and age, the slide into the DM is like 50% how you get into your relationship.
Exactly.
Right? Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. For most kids in this day and age.
What's DM? For most, direct message?
Yeah, direct message.
We didn't have that back in the day.
No, you just had a joker come up to you and be like, what's up, Shaw?
No, that never happens. You can say goodbye to that. That's honestly dudes nowadays. See a beautiful girl? Let me text her. Let me text her.
Right. Like, there's a lack of social skills because of all of the technology.
Is this how you got into your relationship? Did he slide into the DM?
Don't judge me. It was in the DM.
No, I'm just trying to get an understanding. But let me ask you guys a question. If you have a young girl now that is sleeping, has multiple partners, is she still considered a whore,
no.
a slut?
No.
She is considered a regular person.
She is a beautiful girl.
You just have to keep yourself healthy.
Right. Healthy.
And respect yourself. Respect can be more important than
than
anything. Love.
Yeah.
That part.
You better preach, young girl. You better preach, young woman.
If you are in a relationship with someone who doesn't respect you, then that is the most unhealthy relationship, and you should get out immediately.
Let me ask you guys a question, because your generation is known as the hookup generation.
Mm.
How do you guys feel about monogamy?
That feeling of you're my one and my only, there's no one else, for me, that would not work.
It's a tricky one. And I tell you, I think about it a lot with married women who are in this sexual monotony of feeling like this obligation towards having to have sex because they're in a monogamous relationship. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes you just don't feel like it.
But you feel obligated because you know they do.
Exactly. Never feel obligated. Hate when I hear that. And all of these, like, therapists try to be like, you know, make sure you better go in there and sleep with your man. Because if you're not having sex with him, somebody else is. It's because women fear losing their men if sex isn't good and if you're not having enough sex.
Pointless.
It seems like such an unrealistic expectation to put on another human being.
I think it's really just about everybody having the freedom to find their way.
Yep.
Yeah. And to find what works for you.
You're right. Yes.
I'm so happy for you.
In regards to what?
In regard to your sexuality, because you've always been pretty free, I think.
Yeah.
And I just didn't have that.
Yeah.
But you've grown, like, hear me?
Through the years, I've been able to work through it. But I'm telling you, it has been a challenge, a real challenge, to the point at one point in one of my marriages, he suggested that I go to counseling for that.
Mm. Wow. Wow. In one of your marriages.
Yeah. Because I'm
Gabby's been married four times.
Go to counseling for sex?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That fills me with so much anger that I can't even...
Why anger?
Because men don't experience the same thing.
Yes, they do.
That's the problem.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
You know how many men I know that have been raped as young boys?
Damn.
That I was as protective of Jaden as I was
absolutely.
Of you.
Absolutely.
He was not a no. Listen to
I,
me.
I can.
He
I don't
was
think...
not allowed to spend the night at anyone's house because I never underestimated.
Yeah.
That a boy child could be violated.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
In the same way
but
as a girl child.
But you did do a lot of things differently.
I did do a lot of things differently. And let me tell you something else. You got to do a lot of things in this
yeah,
house.
You're right.
That Jaden did not.
You're right.
Okay?
Right. You're so right.
Questions from our Facebook family. Yes, from our Facebook family. So, Willow,
what part of the body do you find the sexiest? I'd have to say the brain.
Yeah, the brain.
The brain.
For me, that's what I see in men as well.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I'm attracted to this part right here on a man, baby. Oh, that neck to the shoulder. A
I'm
little
so,
juicy booty
now
don't
I'm,
hurt.
Like, having this conversation, I'm starting to realize how much I don't think about this
and a back.
I
like and a back! Maybe a strong back. Your father would be so happy to hear that you're looking for somebody like him.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
Ooh.
Yes, I do.
Ooh!
I believe I can look in somebody's eyes and love them.
Wow.
It's happened before.
Is great sex necessary for a great relationship? I don't think so. I think that, well, let me,
It all depends on what kind of person you are.
Yeah, I'll say that great sex is not necessary for a great relationship for me, especially after being in a union for as long as I have been. You start to really focus.
What really matters.
On, yeah, it gets deep.
Is there anything sexy you've wanted to try but were embarrassed to ask your partner about?
Real. Spill it. Give us the tea, Gab. Give us the tea.
I don't know if I want to talk about this on air.
And there you have it, folks.
We're going to leave that right there.
That is our Red Table Talk for today about sex. Thank you so much for joining us here on Facebook. Good night.
And we're out.
Oh, man.
How do you define gender fluidity?
I don't know if I have a straight answer to that.
We had to talk with Dad.
Magic Johnson.
An icon.
Everything that came to the top of his head, he just let it out.
And then we both just kind of started crying.
We would love to hear from you. Is it important to talk to your children about sex? Is it important to talk to your daughter? Leave your comments below.
I didn't think this was going to be so hard for me.
It really ignites something in you.
Yeah. Like, damn.
The good thing about it is that you don't have to figure it all out right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yay.
We're cute. Okay.
That's the one.
Yeah.
To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/redtabletalk. Thanks for listening to this episode of Red Table Talk Podcast, produced by Facebook Watch, Westbrook Audio, and iHeartRadio.